Well, hello. I'm Mike Flanagan, State Superintendent, and this is our summer podcast. And we thought we would spend a little time talking about what you as parents and citizens might do for kids in the summer for their learning. First of all, the main thing you want to do is let kids have some fun. I mean, this is a downtime, and you as a family should try to get together with them and enjoy that time. And for a lot of kids, particularly young kids, fun is actually their work. It's their way to learn things and to be prepared for formal learning. So don't, in spite of what I'm ready to say today, don't eliminate that and go strictly to learning opportunities. But we did think we would take some time to just talk about some of the research briefly, and then a little bit about what you can do with your child so that they don't lose track of what we're really going to do in the fall, which is get back to formal learning. By the way, I should say that, you know, there are a lot of districts that provide learning opportunities in the summer. And then we as a state, I as state superintendent, strongly support the 230-day program that we have for our special needs children. Those programs are essential, and it's what's really going to meet their needs. For many of you who are not in that situation, and you've got kind of what's been historically this summer break, based on history, you know, we had to go out and pick the crops. We just don't want you to lose the momentum of learning. In fact, when I was a local superintendent, we had year-round programs. We had the same number of days, but we had what was called 45-15. Kids were in school for 45 days or 9 weeks. They were out of school for 15 days or 3 weeks. And the advantage is it really matched with the research perfectly because kids didn't unlearn. They didn't lose that momentum. Because when you have a traditional summer, those of you who are watching this now, you'll realize you lose about a month of learning, actually. You regress about a month when you're off during that time, and then the teachers spend a lot of time reviewing in the beginning of a new school year after Labor Day. So these are a few tricks of the trade, kind of, but mostly common sense on just getting you to think about, look for those learning opportunities everywhere they are. And by the way, my own kids who are over here, I don't know if you can get that, Mike, but my oldest son went to Michigan, and my middle daughter there went to Michigan State, and Brian on the right went to Notre Dame. And these are kids, I need to say to you that we did our fair share of summer vacations over the years, and we would use them as opportunities for them to learn. I mean, we had a big GMC van in those days. We put a couple hundred thousand miles on it. On a Western trip, for instance, we filled it with reading material. You let the kids pretty much pick what they wanted to read, but we got a few good pieces of literature in there that, you know, on a boring drive through Nebraska or some of those other non-Michigan boring states, they could actually pick up and start to read and realize they actually liked some good literature. And, I mean, that's the number one thing. It's read, and frankly, you'd like to have quality literature, but it almost doesn't matter. Just keep those kids in that habit. The libraries run some super programs, local districts, many of them do. And then, you know, you can see science through the world around you. If you're at the Grand Canyon or the Tetons, and so many of these are inexpensive trips, and you just see nature around you, you can tie those into kind of mini science lessons where the trick is the kids don't know they're actually learning, especially young kids. You can learn math through kind of these summer shopping sprees. You're getting ready to buy new stuff for school, beginning of the year. Kids can learn math. Help them think through, you know, we can spend up to this amount. And they have to go through and kind of think about the prices of each of those things. And especially young kids, again, there's arts and crafts, music, all this stuff is very helpful. I mean, there's no downside to any of it. And I don't want to miss the chance to say older kids too. This tends to be something we do pretty well as parents when kids are really young, preschool and elementary. But it's almost more essential later that they just don't lose the momentum of learning, and these high school kids need the same. And you can make it fun. I'm trying to think out loud about what some of our kids did in addition to what I just said, but early on, it was teaching geometric shapes. You know, you could have things in the car, you could have a scavenger hunt. Spelling contests, looking at licenses as you're driving around the country, if you're fortunate enough to do that. You can learn about nutrition. just the kind of things and the foods that you're eating, the different foods that you might be eating, even if you trip around Michigan up north. They have that, what the heck's that whitefish? Well, it's called whitefish. And that was a new experience for a kid who didn't grow up in Michigan. But you can learn why it's a healthy food. And then they can also have some fries, but learn why that's not the most healthy food and keep it to a minimum. You know, a lot of kids run things like lemonade stands and all that. Great way to learn about business. A lot of these kids are going to end up in the business world, and there's profit and loss, and what does it cost to buy the lemons and the lemonade. And they even learn things like how important location is. So tremendous opportunities during the summer. I would try to, not all kids have the same situation in terms of family life. And it would really be great if, for those of you who have that opportunity, to include other kids from your neighborhood, or maybe kids that aren't even immediately in your neighborhood but would really benefit from these experiences. A lot of people are able to afford camp and all that, and that's great, I guess, but you really need to provide opportunities, particularly for our disadvantaged kids. And if you can help do that with your own kids and some others, that's just a tremendous service and a great opportunity. Pretty much every experience can become a learning experience. And I think if you really think about that as parents, if your student's watching this right now, what are the fun things you can do where you don't have to have the paper turned in by tomorrow, but you actually are writing for fun? And you've decided that maybe this is something that you don't have to worry about someone critiquing the spelling or anything else. You're just writing for fun. And you might uncover in yourself and reveal a real interest and a real talent. So our whole purpose of this summer podcast is to say that it's an opportunity to have fun and to get renewed and all that, but it's also a great opportunity to learn. And I'll reemphasize the one I started with, that minimally it's got to be all about reading. The good stuff would be great, but reading is a positive experience no matter what. So I hope you enjoy your summer. The state is beautiful. You don't need to go around the country. We did it once or twice, but we mainly stayed here in Michigan because there's so many tremendous opportunities, one-day trips, if you're fortunate to be able to do something overnight somewhere. I really wish you well, and I think you'll not only feel great about, as I do with our kids, the kind of experiences and memories that they'll build, but the learning opportunities that help them succeed in this new so-called global economy. So thank you very much, and we'll hope to see you next month.
For more information on summer learning resources and activities for kids, log on to the Family Fundamentals webpage of the Michigan Department of Education, www.michigan.gov/MDE-FamilyFun.